A failed pipeline in the community of Gamble on St. Lawrence Island caused an estimated 2,500 gallons of diesel fuel to spill in late June. It was only discovered last week. That's according to the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Tom DeRider is the department's state on-scene coordinator. He says on June 25th, fuel was being delivered through a 4-inch pipeline leading from the barge landing to the Bering Strait School District and Gamble Native Store tank farms.
The fuel went through this underground piping, and it obviously was compromised. A subsequent pressure test on the line indicated that it would not hold pressure, and we're certain that that was the source of the release.
According to the DEC Situation Report, BSSD received the full amount of fuel it ordered. DeRider says the Native Store's records show it didn't. That's where the estimate of 2,300 to 2,800 gallons of spilled fuel comes from. But the problem went unnoticed until last week when people in the community reported smelling diesel and seeing a sheen in a small pond. DeRider says Coast Guard and DEC responders arrived last Friday to investigate. He says they're still not sure of the full extent of the spill.
There's no reports of oil getting out into the Bering Sea. Those are the only areas where fuel has been noted.
He says the water supply has not been compromised since Gamble doesn't get its water from ground wells. According to DeRider, the valves on both ends of the pipeline have been closed. This is the second fuel spill this year on St. Lawrence Island after more than 20,000 gallons spilled in Savoonga in late March.